When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome to Horse Hour. I'm Amy Frost, and my guest today is 21-year-old Matilda Baker. Now, I just adore Matilda. She has a normal 9-to-5 job, but she just adores horses, and that's what it's all about. They're part of your family, you keep them forever, they retire with you, and that is exactly what Matilda and her mum do. The problem is they've had issues. One retired pony has sweet itch, they've had a rearer, a bolter, a bucker, you name it, Matilda's been through it. So she's going to share her story of how she overcame some of the most difficult issues with horses. This is Horse Hour. Welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. Now, you know I make these podcasts for you. It's about educating, it's about hearing people's stories and their journeys. And I had a lovely message from a girl called Matilda. She's 20 years old, and she wanted to share her story of her thoroughbred horse called Sienna. Now, you might need to get the tissues because it's a bit of a sad story, but I thought it would be lovely to invite Matilda onto the podcast to talk about how she got through the journey with Sienna. Matilda, how are you?
Hello, yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you for being brave enough to come onto the podcast and talk to our lovely listeners, because it can be quite a scary experience, but I promise I don't bite.
Yeah.
So let's start with finding out a little bit more about you. You're 20 years old. When did you first start riding?
So I first started riding at the age of 6, and I've had my own horse since I was 8, and he was a Dartmoor cross called Perky, and I still have him now.
Do you?
12 years later. Yeah. But yeah, he's pretty much retired now, and yeah, he's 20 as well, so...
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's so lovely. So you were the same age as each other.
Yeah, it was great. He was so naughty though when I was younger. He used to just bolt off with me in the arena. And I remember I used to get off of him. I would cry, and then my mum would never let me sell him.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then...
Why did your mum... Are your family horsey?
So my mum rode when she was younger. And then she had a horse when I was younger as well, which was a Cleveland Bay. He was a youngster, so we ended up selling him. So I had this pony, Perky. But yeah, my mum didn't want me to get rid of him because she told me it would look like it would teach me to ride. So, and it
did. That's true. Yeah, she can be right. I kind of think there are so many brave mums out there, because we can mollycoddle our children sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'd be inclined to say, oh no, but I don't want you to get hurt, so let's find a safe little happy plodder. So it was very brave of your mum to say, no, get on with it. You know, you just keep going. And how lucky that you had the chance to grow that relationship with Perky.
Yeah, I walk down to the yard and he neighs at me every day when he hears me coming, which is great.
That's lovely. And were you pleased then? Are you obviously pleased now that your mum never let you sell him?
Yes, very. I'm so glad she didn't. Yeah.
And how do you think he helped you with your experience growing up and with your learning to ride?
Well, obviously, I started off at a riding school before I had him. And he was the second pony we went to look at. But he was bomb-proof on the road. He was so safe on the road, which is the reason we got him. Because, he would. The first time I tried him, we went over a ring road on a bridge. And he didn't put a foot wrong, care. Wow. So that was good. And yeah, he just taught me how to stay on, taught me how to get ponies over jumps. And yeah, he just built my confidence over the years.
How lovely. And, but even though he bolted in the school, yeah, that yeah, your confidence still grew. How come you, yeah, weren't scared of riding him in the school?
I don't know. I'll admit I was at first for a bit, but I had some good instructors which helped me out quite a lot. And yeah, sometimes I would just walk and trot and my friends would be jumping. But I think because I wanted to get to the... I think because I wanted to jump him, that helped me build my confidence because I had a goal to get to. So yeah, even from a young age, I wanted to be jumping.
That's really interesting because there's a lot of peer pressure to be keeping, yeah, up with your friends. And if they're jumping, you know, even higher than, I don't even know what's high. I can only jump a cross pole. But let's say, yeah, they're jumping and you want to be able to do that, but your horse takes time and patience to build them up to that. So you might need, yeah, a little bit more control. As a youngster, as a child or a teenager, you're going to feel the peer pressure. So
yeah,
how
definitely
did you deal with wanting to keep up with your friends but knowing what's right for your horse at the same time?
I just knew that in the end we would get there, and he would have good days when he would jump the same as what their ponies were jumping, which that was always good. And in the end we jumped 2'9" on him.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that was quite good, especially as he's only 12 too. but yeah.
So
yeah,
you got there in the end. And yeah, actually, and that's you know, hats off to your mum for teaching you then that what the horse needs comes first. Because
yeah,
again, definitely, I think we can get very carried away with what we want to do and our dreams. And actually, yeah, horses take a really long time.
Yes,
you know, it can
they
take
do
years to get to the competition that we want to get to. And it was, yeah, lovely that it, I imagine you were, what were you, 12 then?
Yeah, probably, yeah, 12, 13. And then,
so
yeah,
at 12, you're already learning that it's about the training as well as the end goal at the end, which is quite
yeah,
fascinating. Well, I'm pleased that you still have Perky. That's really lovely, yeah, to hear. And so tell me, how did you end up moving from Perky to Sienna, the thoroughbred?
So after, because Perky has a lot of illnesses now, so that's when we decided to retire him. And he gets ridden every now and again, but so then we went on to looking for another pony. I had a few ponies on loan, but they weren't right for me. So yeah, I had one that was very dangerous, which we ended up sending back because my instructor made me get off in the lesson and said, he's too dangerous, don't ride him again.
Really? What happened?
So I think I fell off of him about 7 times in a week once.
Wow.
He was fine when we got him, but he was underweight.
Right.
So he was, yeah. So then when we got him, we put the weight onto him, and that's when the issue started. So I just think he had too much energy and didn't really know how to control the energy. So he would just bolt off constantly. And yeah, luckily I didn't get hurt. But yeah.
So had you bought this horse?
No, so he was on loan. It was meant to be a six months loan. The owner was going away somewhere for 6 months.
Yeah.
We only had him about 2 months in total. He was a lovely horse, but he just wasn't safe.
So good for your instructor telling you to get off.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And keeping your safety as the most important thing. What did you do when you went back to that horse, back to the owner who loaned the horse? Did you say he's dangerous?
So we explained to them what had happened. We showed them videos because we had videos of him just bolting off, me falling off, but they didn't believe us. So I don't know what's happened to him now. That was probably 7 years ago now.
It's so difficult. I mean, on one hand, it's good to loan because,
yeah,
you get that opportunity to say, you know, he's not safe for me, or maybe we haven't been, we're maybe not a good match, or,
yeah,
it gives you the opportunity where you're not tied in. But it worries me when you have these horses that are going around being loaned to different people that maybe aren't safe.
Yeah.
But they're just being pushed from pillar to post rather than getting the experienced riders that they need.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. But yeah, and then so he was called Tommy and he was chestnut. And then the instructor, my same instructor, she then told me about this other pony called Tommy, who was also a chestnut. And so we went to have a look at him, and I ended up having him on loan for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was amazing. But he's 26 now and he's retired. But yeah, he was the best pony ever. Yeah, I used to jump him 4 foot at 23. So he, at the age of 7, he was going to jump for Great Britain. But he had an injury to his tendons, so he wasn't able to. So he taught me a lot. He was definitely the pony of a lifetime.
Really? Now, was he going to ride for Great Britain with you? Or was
no,
this
not
before
with me.
You got
I wish.
Him?
No, his previous owner. So we had him for 4 years and then it was time for him to retire. But he was so honest and he was jumping to the last minute. But yeah, he had arthritic legs. So it was time for him to be retired.
And is he still with you?
No, he's not, unfortunately. He's back with his owners, but we go and visit him quite often. I went to see him a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, he likes polos. He asks you for polos with his front leg.
And I think it's important to note, Matilda, that you're not doing this as a career.
No, I am not, no.
This is a hobby. And, you know, full-time, you like to work with graphics and marketing and things.
Yeah.
So the horses, so that's your 9-to-5 job. So the horses are very much a hobby because you love them and care for them. So to have, which is lovely, to have that amount of commitment just for the love of them, I think is what's so inspiring. Because you help them, you've helped them all through lots of issues. So Perky now, bless him, he's older. What sort of problems is he suffering with as a 20-year-old?
Okay, so he's got Cushing's disease, he's got COPD and he's got liver damage. So yeah, he's got a lot of issues. And in the past, he's broken his splint bone. So it broke in two places. So he had about 6 months off. That was a field injury. And then he had a piece of hay stuck in his eye, which caused a hole. So if we wouldn't have got the vet out, he would have lost his eye. So that was another issue. So yeah.
Bless him.
But he's still going.
He is still going. But the liver damage, the older... Because we don't often talk about the stage where they're retired, and we sometimes treat horses like commodities. You know, we're not, can't use them anymore. Okay, well, we'll send them off somewhere, or we'll send them as a companion. And it's lovely that you've kept hold of Perky and he's retired with you. You know, the liver damage, the elder, you know, they're difficult to look after when they're elderly, but we put so much, they give us so much in the early days when they're younger that I think it's important that we give back to them when they need us the most.
Yeah.
And how do you monitor, how do you help him without it costing thousands and thousands of pounds?
Well, we keep on top of it. So with his Cushing's, he does have his Cushing's tablets. He has half of one a day. So I think they work out £1 a tablet. Overly expensive, really, like it is doable. And then with his COPD, we just have to keep his stable clean, get all the cobwebs down, let him live out as much as possible. He has to have haylage, but then it's difficult because he can't have too much sugar because of his Cushing's disease. His COPD, he needs haylage because even soaked hay causes his breathing to get set off. And then we've just got medication that we keep, so like Ventopulmin if he needs it, because I can listen to check if he's wheezing and check his respiratory rate, because the vets have taught me to do it all, so it means
good.
I don't have to call them out all the time. I can do it myself. Yeah, so it's good.
Well, that's good, because that means you can check for your other horses. So it's lovely that you still got Perky. How did you then move on to Sienna? Because you've had lots of issues with Sienna, haven't you?
So I went from Tommy, as I said, had him for 4 years. He then retired, and then I looked into getting another one. And so before Sienna, I had another ex-racer, but I had her for about 2 months. She had kissing spine.
Oh, gosh.
So she was 9 and she was on loan, and she'd had 11 homes in 9 years.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. So she, riding her, when I tried her out, she was fine. And then we brought her back to the yard and she was bolting off from walk. So we had her back checked and the back lady said her back was very sore, so to get her back out in 2 weeks. So we did that, and then she advised getting the vet out. So we had the vet, we had an x-ray, and she had 10 vertebrae in her back squished together. Yeah, it was awful. And so the vet said it was one of the worst cases they've seen. Obviously, it wasn't our decision because we had her on loan. So yeah, her owners decided to get her put down.
No.
Which was really sad. But yeah, at least it stops her getting passed around. So.
Oh, well, you know, Matilda, that breaks my heart, because in one respect, thank goodness that she found you and you were the one that actually helped the poor horse. Because being passed to 11 different homes, and you were the only one that actually spent the time to find out the poor horse, what was wrong with her. And I'm sorry, but I think that's disgusting of the owners to then put her down. The least they could have done was helped her, because they've put her through that pain for 9 years.
I agree. Yeah. If we would have owned her, we would 100% have got the operation done, because I have known of horses to recover and be fine. But yeah, she was called Rosie. So her racing name was BA Speedbird. And yeah, she was great. After that, we ended up getting Sienna. So Sienna came from the same people we got Tommy from. Because their son is a jockey. Well, he was a jockey. So Sienna was his racehorse. I'd had my eye on her even when I had Tommy, because she was so beautiful. So yeah, I always liked her. So yeah, before I even rode her, I kind of wanted her. Then we got her, had her on loan at first as well. And then I think after about a year, we bought her. When I first got her, she was very energetic. I couldn't even get her to walk in the arena. She would just trot all the time. So that was the first issue. But we started slowly getting past that.
How did you get her past that? How did you calm her down? Because we're always looking at racehorse rehabilitation. And it's hard emotionally, psychologically for them. It's a massive change to go from being out of the stable and having to gallop everywhere to being asked to trot round quietly and softly and be relaxed in a school. So how did you help her with that transition?
So we did quite a bit of groundwork at first. So I did a lot of like pair up. So like I'd run away and then she would like follow me in the school. And I would just walk around with her going over poles, and I would get people to lunge her, and then I'd walk around the edge with her.
That's a good idea. How does that one work then? What does that do?
I think letting her have a bond with me was quite important, because obviously I was the one riding her. So I feel
like somebody else would lunge her.
Yeah, in the middle. And then we would just walk, but I would like be walking around next to her. I don't know. I feel like it just worked well. And
she trusted you.
Yeah, she did. And then in the end, like, I'd run around the arena and she would follow me and stop when I stopped. So that was quite nice. And then I just rode her like almost every day, even just walking. So I just focused on walk for ages. And then I slowly started introducing trot.
Did that calm her down?
Yeah, it did. It definitely helped. She didn't even live out 24/7. So she was in the stable at night and then out in the day. Mm. That was going well. We had special shoes with silicone put on her because her feet were very flat footed. And then that caused her to have an abscess. So she got a bit, she was very hyper again. And then when she went out into the field, I think about 2 days after, she had an electric fencing post, the spike from the bottom, go through her hock.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that wasn't great.
How did that happen?
I have literally no idea. It wasn't the newer fencing post, like the plastic ones. It was the old, more old-fashioned ones that were metal. I think they're called pigtails.
Yes, pig-eye fence posts.
Yes,
because they're the metal ones that have the little round hole.
Yeah.
And how on earth did she manage that?
I have no idea. She was out in a herd at the time, which usually was fine, but I think one must have just came loose and then she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess. She had that go through her hock, which was quite scary because it went through the bone.
Oh my gosh.
So we got the vet out straight away, obviously. And then we had to have an x-ray on her leg. So yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So you've been through quite a few traumas, haven't you, really?
Yes.
With all your horses, it's lovely that, I mean, what was she? I presume she was on box rest. Did she recover?
Yes, so she did. So she was on box about 6 months, but we weren't 100% sure if she was going to recover fully, because if the bone would have got infected, then that would have been it. So it was very important that we kept it clean. So yeah, she was on box rest for about 6 months, and then she recovered, and then I could start walking her every day, like extending it, so starting off at about 5 minutes a day. That was when she started rearing.
Goodness. Which foot was it that was sore?
It was her back right leg.
So how odd, really, that it was her back foot that was hurting, but she was rearing?
Yes, yeah, I agree. It was very weird. But I think she just had so much energy. She didn't really know what to do. So, yeah, I was trying to walk her 5 minutes a day, but I would literally just sit on her, and as soon as I sat on her, she would just go up vertical. I did lose my confidence a bit.
How did you get her through that? Did you get her through it?
Yeah, so we did manage to get her through it. I found, so one of my friends, she rode her for me one time. And I think seeing someone else riding her definitely helped me know how to get her through it. So it was a lot of perseverance. So there would be times when I'd be sat on her for like an hour as she would just rear and then plant her feet and just go back into the corner. And yeah, it was very difficult.
What was it that helped you about watching somebody else ride her?
I think it just allowed me to see what Sienna was doing. And also, yeah, she'd never gone over backwards rearing, and the rears weren't like straight up. They feel bigger when you're on them, when you see it on the ground. So I think
I say that often, you know, when Blackjack's he doesn't rear, but he does do a little buckaroo a little bit sometimes. And I think, oh gosh, it feels really big. But actually, when I've seen videos of it, I feel quite embarrassed that I made such a big fuss.
Yeah, so I agree. So I think that realizing the rears weren't actually that big did help me. It made me feel a bit better.
Did it help with your confidence then, thinking, well, actually, I can handle that? And I think when you see someone else deal with it as well, you think, oh, okay, well, you know, that's, I can handle that. No worries.
Definitely. And I always had someone on the ground just in case. And then after the rearing, she started planting her feet.
A whole nother ball game, because at least when they're rearing, you can try and get them to move forward.
Yes.
But when they plant, there's just no left or right. Or did you go back to your groundwork then?
So we did do a lot of groundwork alongside it. But what I would quite often do, I would literally just have someone walking next to her and trying to lead her on. It would work sometimes, but not all the time. And yeah, we slowly started getting past that. And then she went through a phase of walking backwards. So she's very good at walking backwards. She goes very fast.
Did she?
Yeah. But I guess it's better that she's at least walking than planting. So
is this all, where did all this come from, do you think? She was in pain? Do you think that it was an injury, or is it now psychological and being naughty?
So I do, we had everything checked. We had her back checked, teeth, saddle, and everything was fine. So then we did a bute test, I think that's what it's called. So we just put her on bute for about a week just to see if it stops the pain. Because we were saying if she was in pain, then that would stop the pain, so it would probably stop her from being naughty. But that didn't make any difference, so we knew she wasn't in pain. So I think as well, knowing she wasn't in pain, we knew she was just being naughty, was more of a reason to push her through it. Because obviously if she would have been in pain, then we would have had everything sorted out that was affecting her. So yeah.
Well, that's interesting, because I've got this belief that horses only do things for a reason, and they don't just wake up one day and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to decide to plant my feet today and I'm going to give Matilda a really, really horrible ride. You know, they don't think like humans do.
Yeah.
But I do believe that they can pick up habits and they can pick up behavioural issues.
Yeah, I agree.
Dogs can, cats can. Normally but then you go back a little bit further and say, that still would have happened for a reason.
Yeah.
So no, that reason might not be pain, but the reason could be psychological, where previous to you, she didn't want to be ridden. Maybe she didn't enjoy being ridden. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know the jockey. I'm not blaming, you know, we're not blaming anybody here. This isn't a blame culture.
Yeah.
Maybe there was an experience that she didn't enjoy that has moved her on to her behaviour now. So what did you do?
So we spoke to loads of people, and then I had the dentist recommend Regimate to me, which is a hormone for mares. And so we thought we might as well give it a go. So we had her on that, and she was like a different horse. She completely settled down, and yeah, she stopped all her habits. She would do them sometimes, but not every time, so that helped. So yeah, we had her on that for about 6 months, but it was very expensive. So we decided to take her off of it and just give it a go and see what she was like without. And then yeah, she carried on being fine. So I do think it was a behavioural issue, but I think her hormones were playing quite a big part to the behaviour. And then I think because her hormones calmed down,
I'm laughing because I know how she feels. You know, we have hormonal days, and quite often I think, yeah, I'd like to throw a tantrum as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then yeah, she just started behaving better. And then I think because she got out of the habit of being naughty, when we took her off of it, she just carried on being good.
Amazing.
So, yeah, have a few odd rears every now and again. So when we go out show jumping, she will go through the...
You go out show jumping now?
Yeah.
That's
yes, we
amazing.
Do.
Amazing. Well done.
Yeah, so it's been a long journey. Yeah, our first rounds of show jumping were all elimination.
What were you eliminated for?
So it was usually a lot of refusals, or I would come off, or so mostly refusals. She doesn't ever really hit poles. She's quite good at not hitting the poles. But yeah, she would just plant her feet again. But we just kept going, even though it was quite embarrassing, and I felt like a lot of people were judging me.
That's sad. That's really sad that you feel like that, because to me, Matilda, you're an amazing person that has stuck with her horses and given them the care and the love that they need, and the time as well, you know. For you, it seems the journey is this experience. It's getting them through traumas, because I think each person has their own journey with their horse.
Yeah.
And it seems like this is your journey. Your journey isn't the actual show jumping. It's the... it's the bit before, it's the groundwork, it's the working out what's wrong with her, how can I help her through that? And I actually think anybody that does judge you needs to hear your story, and then they won't, they shouldn't.
Yeah, no. So and then about a year ago,
before you move on, what do you, how did you overcome the feeling of people judging you?
I don't know. I feel like, again, my mum helped me quite a lot because my mum is quite a strong person and she's always told me it doesn't matter what other people think. So, again, she just told me it doesn't matter what people think. And I knew that what I was doing was right for the horse and for myself. And I knew that I could do it and I knew she could do it. So I just thought, and I wasn't asking her to jump big. We started off at like 1'6". Mm. So there was no reason. And we were having jumping lessons at home and she was fine jumping at home. I think just because I had a goal. So my goal still now is to affiliate and join BSJA. Mm. So I've always had that in the back of my mind. So again, I think that helped me to, persevere.
Oh, do it. How long until you can affiliate? What do you need to be able to affiliate?
I'm not actually 100% sure, but I don't think we yet jump big enough. Because I think the smallest class is about 90. So when we're jumping about 100 at home, but out we're only jumping 70. So, hopefully we'll get that. But, I would also love to event, but it's money.
It all costs a lot, doesn't it? Yeah.
So I'm hoping one day, but not yet. So a year ago, we got our first rosette in our a jumping class, so we came third. I was so happy because all the hard work finally started paying off. Just since last year we've just been trying to go out and do a bit more. We've been doing a bit of dressage, quite a bit of show jumping, and we've started off quite small and then we've slowly started working our way up, we've managed to get quite a few rosettes. And then over the winter as well, I tried to, because she was in 24/7, so that was quite difficult, but I just tried to ride her at least 5 times a week. Mm. which kept her energy levels down, because we're quite lucky, we've got an arena and it's got lights, so.
Oh, you're really lucky. Matilda, it's amazing. It's such, you've been on such an incredible journey, and massive congratulations to getting the rosette at the end. And I absolutely wish you the best. I think you should go and join BSJA. Go and do a couple of little unaffiliated BEs for a bit, just because it's very different. Yep. The atmosphere is different.
Well, we did our first one-day event a couple of weeks ago. And I was very nervous because I've never done one before on her. And it was our first prelim dressage test. We've only done walk and trot before. So that was another nervous moment.
How did you get on?
We came first.
Yay! Well done! Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
She was amazing. We, her dressage score, I think she got 72%, which was really good considering she had to canter because we're still working on that. Her show jumping, she was really good. And then she had 4 faults in show jumping, but her cross country, she went clear. And she was amazing. And the weather was awful. There was thunder. But she didn't put her foot wrong, really. She was so good.
Bless her. Well, that is just incredible. I think you're amazing. And your mum as well for supporting you for all that time as well. Because I know that she loves horses, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yes, she does.
She's wasn't her pony a rescue that she's had since you were a baby too? You're just going to have a whole bunch of rescue horses, aren't you, over the years? You're going to collect them.
Because I do have another pony as well, called Daisy. Mm-hmm. And so she is 2 now, but her mum was a rescue, and someone bought the mum as a companion. Rescued the mum as a companion, and then this baby popped out of the mum unexpectedly. Oh my gosh. So that's where Daisy came from, but she has sweet itch.
Oh, Oh my goodness. You guys are just going to, you need to be vets, really. I wanted to tell you, actually, there's a new product line that has come out in the UK that helps, it really will help with mares. It helps with travel. It helps with anxiety in horses.
Okay, yeah.
And it's by Omega Alpha Equine. If you go to their website, omegaalphaequine.eu. Actually, you can get it off our website, which is horsehour.co.uk. And they're calmers, but they're made by scientists. So they've got chill, which is like a calming formula.
Yeah.
So what it helps, I think it's a bit like your Regimate that you used. It helps them de-stress. If they get stressed when you're going out competing, then they've either got a formula that you can put in the food or a concentrate, Chill Ultra, which is, it's called Chill Ultra. It's got vitamin B1 and magnesium in it. And basically, it's like in a tube, so you can give it to them like a wormer, really. So it's only small amounts that you give just on days that they're particularly stressed.
That sounds good.
Which helps. And then there's two others, which are Premare, which is a hormone formula for mares that are a bit tricky, and Regener EQ, which is gastrointestinal formula and an appetite stimulant. So what that does, it increases their appetite. And so if your horse gets really stressed when it's traveling or competing and it loses a lot of weight, then the Regener EQ helps them put on their weight. It increases their appetite.
Does that make sense? Good.
So have a look. It's basically supplements. It's all scientific supplements, because I think our horses go through so much. And if we feel stressed, then we can have help from our doctors. And I really like this new brand. I think they offer quite a lot for horses. So
that sounds good.
Well, Matilda, thank you so much for being brave enough to join us on the Horse Hour podcast. It wasn't too scary, was it?
No, it was really good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And we'd love to follow your story and see how you and Sienna get on, especially when you affiliate.
Yes.
So are you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Yes, so I am on Instagram and Facebook. So my Instagram name is just Matilda2611. and then my Facebook page, our username, so I think you can type it in by the username, is just Matilda and Sienna. But I can link that from, I think it is on my Instagram as well. So yeah.
And what about Twitter?
We're not on Twitter, no.
Well, you need to get a Twitter so that you can join Horse Hour Networking Hour every Monday night. It's between 8 and 9 p.m. is on Twitter. And we share stories and journeys and experiences. And you can sign up to our newsletter as well on our website. So then you get to hear the podcast before everybody else does. Yay!
That sounds good. And I also am sponsored by Evo Equine.
Oh, are you? Already? You've done well.
Yeah, so Evo Equine, they make bridles and they have rainbow bits and rainbow gloss stirrups.
Nice for show jumping, but dressage is still black and white, which I love.
Unfortunately.
No, I love it. I love that, like, the 1940s style is just, it's so glamorous and traditional. No, please don't change dressage, but I'm all for the super colours for show jumping. That's fun.
I agree. Yes, definitely.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Matilda. Thank you very much for reaching out and for offering to share your story with us. And
thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I think you're really kind. And if I was a horse, I'd be lucky to live with you. So thank you very much. And we'll speak to you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. Now, you can win an Omega Alpha supplement package of your choice just by heading over to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. It's so easy. All you've got to do is follow Omega Alpha and Horse Hour and retweet or repost the Facebook post. It's that simple. And the reason is because we want as many people to know about Omega Alpha as possible. It's just flown over from Canada. It's a brand new horse supplements nutrition range, and I think it's amazing. So I'd love you to have a go if you can. Head to their website, AmigaAlphaEquine.eu. Now, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. As always, you can catch up with previous episodes of the Horse Hour podcast on our website. Just head to horsehour.co.uk. And already it's such a busy year with competitions. We've got Hickstead coming up this weekend. We've had Tattersall's eventing. And I wonder what you're up to with your horses. I love to see your photos and your videos, as always. Are you taking part in any dressage competitions? Then tag us in it at Horse Hour on every platform. And as always, hashtag Horse Hour. Hope you have a really good week with your horse, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.